GM, just a few years ago, the resurgent survivor from the Great Recession. Remember that? Well, now GM is recalling yet another 1.3 million vehicles because of problems with the electronic power steering. Now, that brings the total number of cars recalled by GM to 6.1 million since February, and the total recall-related costs for the first quarter could total up to $750 million. Now, all this comes as GM's new CEO, Mary Barra, testifies today and tomorrow in Congress. For more on the recall and the fallout for General Motors, we're joined now by David Cole, Chairman Emeritus at the Center for Automotive Research. Hi, David.
Good to be with you, Todd.
Good to have you. David, what is going on at GM? Recalls are not uncommon, but this is looking endemic at the company. What's happening over there?
Well, to begin with, once this began with the ignition system, and as they took a deep dive throughout the company on anything that could be a potential problem, they said, we've got to get it all out there. But people should understand that when you do a recall, there may be only a very teeny fraction of the vehicles that have a problem. Well, in fact, what triggered this with the ignition system is something we've seen over the years, and that is you can have very serious problems, but to get to the data that tells the story is extremely difficult. And, of course, most people are really not aware of the complexity in a car. We try to make it simple so that you can interface with it very well. You don't really see the complexity. And that's one of the challenges, get to the data to tell a story. And what basically GM has said is we want to get every potential story out. We want to get this thing solved. We want to work closely with NHTSA because in this particular case, the initial one with the ignition system, the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they had a problem. GM had a problem. And normally they work very closely together on these things. And for some reason, they didn't get to the story as quickly as they should have.
Except that getting to the data is one thing. As I understand it, one of the issues likely coming up today is that the subcontractor, Delphi, that makes those ignition switches told GM they weren't any good, and GM may have went ahead and used them anyway. That's not a data problem. That's a using faulty parts problem,
well,
and not telling anybody.
Yeah, but you have to look at the whole story. And in fact, my wife has assaulted us with one of those, and she has about 5 pounds of things hanging off of the key ring, and has had no problem. And it's extremely rare, but it is a potential problem, and so you've got to do something about it. But getting that story to a point where you get action is not as easy as you might think in a very complex organization. It's the same kind of thing we see with healthcare and the Affordable Care Act. It seems easy on the forefront of doing this. The execution when you're dealing with complex systems in complex organizations is very, very difficult. One thing that everybody should be aware of, and this is true of GM and every other automaker in the world, is that the worst thing you can do is try to cover up something. So there's never an attempt to do this. The system somehow didn't work to get all of the data where it could tell the story and you could proceed with doing what you have to do, and that is to fix these vehicles.
All right. Well, David Cole, you mentioned the Affordable Care Act, and one of the issues there is, like with the website, government competence running a system. And in addition to what happened at GM, there's going to be a lot of people asking about what was going on with regulators in the Obama administration. Now, they missed some of the data. They apparently missed some of the safety problems. What's at stake here for the regulators at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Traffic Highway Safety Administration, and whether or not they missed things?
Well, I think there were errors everywhere. And of course, one of the most important things, and it's not for GM and for NHTSA, it's to make sure the system is robust. You find something. Historically, the auto industry and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have worked very, very closely together on this. But when you put large organizations together, sometimes things can slip between the cracks. And we've got to get to the bottom of this, make sure the system is far more robust than it is, and we'll move on from there.
So not an issue that we hear about sometimes of, you know, an administration telling their regulators to back off a company that's friendly or a company they want to do well because they were bailed out after the recession,
no.
You know, to a lot of news reports, nothing like that.
No, if that were the case, that is a serious problem. I think you will find that that is not the case. And whether you're in government or in the auto business, if you know something and try to hide it, that is a cardinal sin. In fact, anytime somebody down in an organization attempts to hide something that is important, that's immediate firing when it's found out. There's just no questions. The cover-up is the worst thing you can do. And what we want to see here out of this, basically, whether it's thinking of GM and NHTSA or the rest of the industry, is to make sure the system is robust and strong as possible to identify these problems quickly and get the solution out to the consumer just as quickly as possible.
David, before we let you go, what's at stake here for Mary Barra? She's newly installed as the CEO at GM, a high profile, I believe testifying for the first time as leader of that organization. What's at stake for her?
Absolutely. Well, she's an exceptionally talented woman. She started out in manufacturing. She has risen through the organization and had tremendous responsibility. Very solid person, but this is the first time on a really public stage. And it's a very interesting and challenging spot for her. But I think what people will find out is that she is extremely concerned about this. She's very competent. I think she'll prove to be an exceptional leader over the years at General Motors.
Well, a big test to be sure today for Mary Barra, GM CEO, testifying in Congress. Also a test for GM itself after being bailed out in 2009 by the taxpayers, and for federal regulators who are going to bear some of the responsibility today in testimony before Congress. 6.1 million recalls at GM since February. David Cole, Chairman Emeritus of the Center for Automotive Research. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.